This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Following talks with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday he heard a concern about the current state of affairs in the region from both sides. He said he also heard concrete ideas from both sides that, if pursued, could help defuse the current situation. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Blinken arrived in the region Sunday amidst one of the deadliest periods of fighting between Israelis and Palestinians in years. Speaking Tuesday from the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, Blinken said he's asked senior members of his team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how to implement plans to end tensions. He said in the long term, however, the U.S. sees only one solution to the situation.
The only way to achieve that goal is through preserving and then realizing the vision of two states for two peoples.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine officials Tuesday described the first wave of tanks it will receive following pledges by its Western allies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says in the first wave of contributions, the armed forces of Ukraine will receive from 120 to 140 Western model tanks, adding that these will include German-made Leopards, British Challengers, and U.S. M1 Abrams. Kuleba has declined to name specific countries contributing, saying many of them still have to make formal decisions in accordance with their internal procedures. However, he said that 12 states have pledged tanks so far, and Kyiv was working to persuade others to join. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine has also won support from Baltic nations and Poland for its weeks-long quest to obtain Western fighter jets. This is